Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I hope everyone is doing well. This is April Halliburton, yours truly, founder and president of All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome to All for HR on the air with All for HR Biz. There we go. I hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday. We are into the first Thursday of the second half of 2020. And boy, has the first part of 2020 been a roller coaster. Let's say roller coaster, right? Full of ups and downs, but we are moving forward. We are forging forward, absolutely. Welcome to the show. For you, for those that don't know who I am April Halliburton, founder and president again of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a human resource business partner, a virtual human resource business partner and consultant, managing and consulting with businesses 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. Been in business for over 10 years. Our mantra, folks, is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Again, welcome to the show. I hope everyone is doing well. We are into the second half of 2020. I hope everyone had a chance to attend last week's Detroit Small Business Week. Went on all week last week. From Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, all 5 days, and boy, was it a wonderful lineup, right? Had over there were over 200 presenters. A shout out to the wonderful teams there, Monica Weed and Miss Nina Payne, and just a whole host of teams that really put on a phenomenal virtual Small Business Week. Let's say, make sure we make it virtual. It was all virtual. Everyone thing was wonderful. I presented on Friday at 9 o'clock, and the young man who was my room monitor, Grant, was absolutely phenomenal, and we have a great turnout. I will post as soon as that link comes up. All of those sessions will be on their on the Small Business Week YouTube channel. And so as soon as that is posted, I will be sure to share. So I do hope everyone had a chance to take advantage of some of those, the phenomenal presenters of last week. There were so many sessions, and those that, if you were not able to attend, if you registered for them, you should have or will be receiving the replay. And again, all of those sessions will be on their YouTube channel, and I will share that link once it is available. So shout out to to all of the presenters, and even more so the wonderful team that put that together. In a very short amount of time, but you couldn't prove it by me, because they did a wonderful job. Everything went wonderful. Thanks so much for that. I look forward to doing that again next year. If you have not had a chance, feel free to follow us on Twitter, All for HR. We are on Instagram at All for HR. We are an offer HR and Business Solutions on Facebook. We also have the Facebook group, which is Small Business HR Success Hub. We have our Management Monday Moments and Top Talent Tuesdays, our Winning Wednesdays, and yes, our on the air on Talk About It Thursdays and Freedom Fridays. You can be sure to submit an HR question for our Freedom Friday HR questions. That will be selected today, and then it'll be then we'll answer it live tomorrow morning at 7:30. If your question is selected, you will receive a free gift. Okay. So got some great things going on. Looking forward to having Mr. Jeffrey Devereaux of No Veteran Left Behind visiting us on our show next week. And I hope you had a chance to listen to the podcast that I was on last week with Mr. Mike Callahan from the And Beyond podcast. I had a great time with him sharing tips for helping veterans to get job or to get employment. So that was fun, and I'm looking forward to working with them on that project as well. What else do we have going on? This month is July, and yes, the month of July is finishing 2020 strong. That's what the July month is. It's Mighty Small Business Owners finishing 2020 strong. So we've had a turbulent first half of of 2020, and guess what? We're nowhere near stopping or being stopped. So what we're doing is we're getting our HR going, and putting those strategies and things in place that you had a chance to do during our downtime. For those that had downtime, a lot of small businesses were able to work or shut down. And are opening up, are still opening up. So COVID has shook us all up for the first part of 2020. Corona is not gone. It's still reigning supreme, as you can tell. Still going strong. So everyone, please, 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 if you are not wearing your mask, please wear your mask. And practice social safe distancing, 6 feet apart, okay, so we can get through this, okay? We're doing so well, and so now it's kind of backslid a little bit, but just please remember, please wear your mask. Please wear your mask. Please wear your mask. Practice social safe distancing. So we can rebound from the little bit of a setback that I know we here in Michigan are experiencing a bit of a setback. Our numbers are increasing. I think we're back in the red, but no worries. Everyone, please be sure to, be sure to wear your mask, wash your hands, and social safe distancing so we can get our numbers back down. We don't want to be going through this the whole second half of 2020, right? Our governor, Governor Whitmer, has done a phenomenal job with getting our numbers down, and I'm sure she's going to be successful in getting the numbers back down. So that's my little tidbit here. Continue. If you're not wearing a mask, wear a mask. Okay, get your mask and. Do your social distance, do the social safe distancing. So I'm not going to get up on my soapbox on that one. I'm just saying wear your mask so we're not doing this the whole last half of 2020, okay? So again, July is Mighty Small Business Owners finishing 2020 strong. I want to help you. As your small business forge forward and be have a successful latter part of 2020. So let's make that happen, right? So you can email me at offerhr at offerhrbusinesssolution, hashtag finishing 2020 strong. All right. And let's see how we can get you going and can help you to recoup and rebound. The last part of 2020. So today we're talking about virtual hiring. Okay. A lot of companies were hiring during, we're still in, I keep making it sound as if we were in a COVID pandemic, but the truth is we're still in a pandemic. We're still in a pandemic. So let me correct myself. We're still in a pandemic, folks. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We're still in a pandemic. So, but a lot of companies were hiring during the last 6 months. And so while some things, companies are opening or have opened up, we are really forging forward, and a lot of companies are virtually are hiring. Okay, so that is, you know, something that a lot of companies, it's a lot more convenient to virtually hire, that's for sure, right? But you still need to have systems in place, especially if you're new to virtually hiring. Okay. Some tips for virtually hiring or recruiting. Hosting job fairs, or virtual job fairs. And there are some really great platforms for hiring. And Offer HR is in the process of putting together a virtual career fair for the month of August. And so we're looking forward to doing that. But if there's great platforms out there that are user-friendly. Some are user-friendly than others. So if you decide to do a virtual platform, make sure you are familiar with it, that you're trained on it very well, so that you're effective in hosting your virtual job fair. Okay, start with telephone interviews. I always say it's very important. It saves you a lot of time, you and your recruiting and hiring team. A lot of time if you pre-screen your candidates. And some may think, well, it may be a little time consuming, but trust and believe it's it saves a lot more time to screen candidates than to schedule interviews, even if they're virtual interviews. Okay, it saves you a lot of time because, you know, we're working with, I think, a different, it seems as if it's, how am I putting it? Top talent is hard to come by, to hard to find. And so a lot of times when people are not going to show up for a interview, virtual interview, or a on-site interview, guess what? They won't show up for the phone interview in the beginning. So that step right there initially saves you some time, as opposed to scheduling a bunch of folks phone interviews and candidates not showing up, right? So that's a great way to weed out and save yourself some time. Also, you can tell a lot by talking to someone on the telephone if they're a good fit, or it begins that process of finding out if someone is a good fit for your organization. So make sure you do those phone interviews first. Have someone on your team. You know, I always talk about how important it is to have a recruiting and hiring team to help you through the hiring process, because recruiting and hiring in and of itself is a job. Okay. It's a job within itself. So you need a team to help you successfully and effectively manage the recruiting and hiring process. Okay. Get comfortable with doing video interviews. You know, practice doing them so that you come across put together and organized when you're interviewing your candidates. Okay, it says a lot about your company, your level of professionalism, and you want them to see the role model where they, you know, what of what this company is about. So you want to make sure that you are appearing as organized, put together, because you are the face of the candidates that are seeing, and you're representing your company, right? So it's very important. Do a little practicing if you're not used to doing video interviews, okay? Make sure you have those questions that for the interview already put together so that you're not fumbling around and have an organized environment when you're doing the virtual interview. Okay, be ready for to onboard remotely. So remote onboarding has something that has been prevalent now for a while, even before the pandemic. So make sure you have that process streamlined with regard to your employment package and the steps that are going to take place after you receive that submitted application package, you know, with regard to being contacted, because you don't want to send an application package and then you're not getting back to them for, say, 1 or 2 or 3 weeks, because the job market is very competitive. And right now there are a lot of people that are looking for jobs. A lot of people are looking for jobs. And so you want to be able to get the best candidates. And so you may miss out on a great candidate if you are waiting, if your process is not quick and organized, you may lose out on a good candidate. So, you know, make sure you're submitting, if you're submitting those applications, that someone is getting back to them, doing those phone interviews within the next day or two. And get that recruiting and hiring process moving so that you can get people onboarded and are placed fairly quickly. Excuse me. Make sure have a list of questions that is going around. I have a hiring toolkit that is being distributed on social media right now, and it's about questions that you can and cannot ask during the interview process. So you want to reach out for that and get that toolkit or toolkit so that you can be prepared and you are you're protecting yourself, because you don't want to ask the wrong questions, right? Make sure you are developing a process, a streamlined recruiting and hiring process, folks. That's very, very important. You want to make sure that you have someone reviewing resumes. You have some that are weeding out individuals that are not a good fit for your organization. You want to make sure you have individuals that are contacting and pre-screening for telephone interviews and getting those application packages sent out and then scheduling for the video interviews. You want to make that process fairly quickly. Because, again, you may lose out on top candidates if your process is slow. If you're contacting people 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after they've been submitted an application, or after a phone interview, you don't, you know, talk, or you don't have someone get an application package to them, say, 2 or 3 weeks later. You don't want to do that. And by all means, people, one thing to keep in mind is when you are interviewing individuals for your position, contact everyone and let them know whether you have decided to hire them or if you've selected another candidate. That's basic respect. don't leave people just hanging, wondering, you know, did I get the job? Did I did not get the job? What happened? You know, things of that nature. So even if you decide to get another, to, you know, make the decision to hire another candidate, reach out to everyone that you interview, thank them for their time, for interviewing with you, and let them know your decision, and just, you know, a quick word of encouragement, you know, stay focused. We wish you well in your endeavors, in your, you know, just it's basic respect, okay? Because again, there's a lot of people that are looking for jobs now, and, you know, it can be pretty hard, you know, out there. It's very hard. It's very disheartening when people are putting their best foot forward to be interviewed and, you know, and then never hear back from a company. Okay. So reach out and let them know. Okay. I am April Halliburton of R for HR and Business Solutions. You can call in with your questions at 563-999-3057. Again, 563-999-3057. Feel free to give us a call with questions. We welcome all questions. I want to know if you are hiring, if you're looking to hire. We are putting up our blog, which is going to be jobs that are open positions that are being or looking to be filled. That'll be up within the next week or probably less. But that thing about the letting people know about your final decision, please do that, okay? I am April Halliburton of Offer HR Business Solutions, and we are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant managing businesses 2 to 49 employees across the country. We've been in business, folks, for over 10 years. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. If you have not had a chance to, be sure to follow us on Twitter at AllForHR, Instagram at AllForHR. We are on Tumblr at AllForHR. And we are Facebook, AllForHR and Business Solutions. We also have a Facebook group that we are working very hard to grow. So we encourage you to join us and meet with other small business, meet other small business owners to share stories and just get to know, build relationships. Don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project. You know, I'm always talking about the Happy Neighborhood Project. The Happy Neighborhood Project was started by the wonderful Edwin Atterbury, who started the concept as a kind of like a different kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, so what it is individual small business owners who join that network, they vow two things: to have a happy workplace and a happy customers. The Happy Neighborhood Project is a answer to Yelp, it's an answer to Yelp. And so what it is those small businesses vow to have happy networks and are happy employees and happy customers. Now, this is one of the great parts of the Happy Neighborhood Project, okay? It's all virtual, right? And so now you can, and it's just really raged since the pandemic started. And you are able to virtually network with other small businesses all over, not just the country, but the world. How about that? It is fantastic. I am actually an ambassador for Michigan. Okay. And so we virtually network on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday. And I want you to join me. But guess what? Not only do you have the chance to network with Michigan at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Fridays, you can network with individuals all over the world. Texas, Arizona, Chicago, Northern California, Southern California, Hawaii, the UK. It's phenomenal. You meet so many people. You never know when you can get where you will meet your next big deal or build a nice, a great relationship. I met a young lady on there, the talented and lovely Arian Hargrove, and we really hit it off. And guess what? Now we're accountability partners. We're both business owners, and she's a fantastic to work with, fantastic to, young lady to work with. So you never know. You know, we clicked, and we've been accountability partners. So you never know when you're going to meet that great friendship or that next big deal. So you just check it out. If you go to the Happy Neighborhood Project or HNPABC.com, you can go there. Go to networking. You'll see all the places that you can network free. It can't get any much better than that. I'm telling you, you've got to try it out. If you look on LinkedIn, you'll see all the wonderful things that the Happy Neighborhood Project is doing. Okay, so you have to check it out. Okay, what else do we have going on? Don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project, folks. So, again, July is Mighty Small Business Owners finishing 2020 strong, and today we're talking about virtually managing or virtually hiring, not managing, but hiring. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today on our show. Our call in number is 563-999-3057, and I am April Halliburton, and I'm glad to be on the air with All for HR Biz with you today. Okay, so we've talked about some virtual recruiting strategy. And we talked about hosting a job fair, a virtual job fair. We're going to be doing that within the next 30 days or 30 to 45 days, Offer HR Business Solutions is. Make sure you're that you're using phone interviews to screen out, and make sure you have a hiring team. You know how adamant I am about having a team working with you to hire, because the recruiting and hiring process is a job within itself. So you don't want that whole recruiting and hiring process to fall on the shoulders of one person in your company, right? All right, so that's very important. You make sure you have someone, one or two people that are helping you get where you need to be, helping you get the top talent that you're looking for, okay? Make sure if you are not familiar with doing the job, the remote, the video interviews, make sure you practice so that you come off really polished, okay? What, because you are the face of your company. So if you're not used to it, you know, do a little some little try runs with it, and make sure you know how everything is working, and you know how you're presenting that face of your business, okay? Remote onboarding, okay? And remote onboarding actually has been, you know, huge even before this pandemic. And so that helps to streamline that process. You want to streamline that process, and you want it to be fairly quickly, you know, to bring people on board, to get them interviewed and hired and on board. You don't want to be taking 2-3 up to a month to get people, to get candidates in your, you know, or brought in for interviews, because you never know, you might miss out on that next great candidate. Okay, so you want that process to be fairly quickly. Okay, streamlining again that process. Make sure you're doing the same that is written down for your team, so everyone knows what they're doing. the response rates and things like that, so everyone knows what is, you know, how things are going on in your process and how, you know, great your company is and, you know, how you're looking to match your company with someone with great skills. Okay. So keep those things in mind. We talked about the virtual platform. So there are some virtual platforms that are out for you to use. Whichever one you use, make sure you are very well, you know the system very well, and that you're trained on it, you know exactly how it's working, okay? So you don't want to waste your time and money with the platform. So make sure you are very, very well trained in it. All of the different platforms have training and things of that nature, so you want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward and taking that time to know exactly how to operate it so that you can get the best results. Okay. In terms of a virtual career fair, it's not as expensive as you may think. There are some platforms that are not very expensive at all to host a virtual job fair. To host a virtual career fair, choose the right platform. Again, there are quite a few out there. You know, the virtual thing has really taken off because of the pandemic. So just, you know, make sure whichever platform you select, whichever one that it is applicable to your business, okay? A job fair platform that may be used for looking for construction workers may not be the same platform as maybe one that is for a law firm or a talent agency. So just make sure that you know exactly what platform you're selecting. And we'll talk more about that in the group, the Facebook group, on how to select the one that is the best fit for your individual, your company, okay, to get the best results for you. Make sure you develop a event budget for your career, the virtual job fair, and a creative and effective lead strategies to get the information out about your job fair so that you're not spending a whole lot of money and you're not getting, and end up not getting a lot of participants, okay? So plan effectively. So that means you're not going to plan a job fair, a virtual job fair in say 3 weeks, or we're going to do it in 3 weeks, because that may not be enough time to market that job fair to get the attendees that you want. Okay. Customize your virtual booth and form partnerships. Okay. Staff your virtual career fair and develop a marketing plan and implement and execute it. Okay, that's very important. And you can go ahead and launch it. Again, make sure you plan plenty of time to market that your job fair. Okay. And once that job fair has taken place, make sure you follow up with your attendees. Okay. That follow up is everything. Okay. You have to follow up. That means everything. You don't want to do all of that work and then don't follow up with your attendees, okay? Because you will never know. When you plan another one, you'll you know, word of mouth, you know, will increase your exposure. Okay. So that is what we're talking about again, virtually hiring. A lot of people are hiring right about now, and you want to get the best candidates. So I always talk about forecasting. So if you see a position in your company that may be opening up in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months or 2 to 4 months, or start posting your updated job, your updated job description now. Okay. It's so important. That's why I always talk about doing an HR plan for the year. And of course, it doesn't always go as planned. Okay. Sometimes things happen. You may have someone that leaves abruptly. But if you are constantly, and a lot of companies are doing this, are constantly hiring, or at least putting candidates in your pipeline, it'll save you a ton of time if you're constantly individuals in your pipeline. Okay. Don't forget, when you are hiring, or when you are, whether you're hiring virtually or not, be sure to use your network of people to share jobs with. You never know who may know someone that will maybe your next great candidate. So always remember to reach out to your network, okay? If you belong to any professional organizations, reach out, okay? Let them know, hey, I got this position that's opening up in, that's open now, or that's opening up in 2 months. And I'm just, you know, I'm attaching this job description. If you know anyone, please forward their information to me, or forward my information to them. Make sure you're using your network, folks. Recruiting and getting and obtaining top talent is, again, it's no longer about getting that job description and putting it, or taking that job description, putting it on a job board, and waiting on the next candidate to drop in your lap. Okay, that doesn't happen. It may happen every now and then, but it doesn't happen that often. Let's put it that way. Okay. So, again, recruiting and hiring and onboarding is a job within itself. And so you need to have a plan in place and a process in place to help you with that. Again, we are sharing the hiring toolkit that is on social media. So it's on our Facebook page, it's on our Instagram, it's on Instagram, it's on Twitter. So pick up that package, and with the questions, it has the questions to ask during the interview, questions to weed out or to determine the best candidate, let's put it that way, for your company and your business. It also has a employment planning checklist and a fantastic external resource checklist for great places look for top candidates. Okay, so take advantage of that. Okay, it's out there, and you can pick it up on the Facebook page. It's on our Facebook. Pick it up there. The link to get it is there, and it's on all over our social media. So check that out, and I'm sure it will be a great hiring resource guide for you to get that next great candidate, okay? Always remember that as a small business owner, if you are in need of help, you have questions, check out the score.org website. Okay, check that. It has a ton of information there to help you with your marketing, or help you with your or financial aspects of your business, your HR. There's all kinds of information there, so check it out. There's all kinds of on-demand webinars to help you. The SCORE mentors are just a wonderful group. I'm probably a little bit biased, but the mentors of SCORE are doing a fantastic job of helping small business owners to really forge forward, especially through this pandemic. They've worked very, very, very hard with different organizations, the NEI, and just different chambers, to just different, everyone working together, organizations working together to do the best can to help small businesses end up in a better place when this pandemic is over. So just know that a small business owner, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. There are tons of resources that are out there. You just have to get out there and look at them. And I think a good start is at score.org. Okay. If you're looking for a mentor, you can go to score.org and you can get a mentor. And SCORE has a ton of resources that are free for small business owners. Okay. All right. So we're getting there. We're getting on the end, wrapping up on the end of our On the Air for All for HR, On the Air with All for HR Biz, spin it out. And I've enjoyed being with you guys. As always, I always love being here on Thursdays on our Talk About It Thursdays. Don't forget to sign up, submit your Freedom Friday HR question for tomorrow. Okay, it'll be tomorrow morning. We're going to answer that question. You don't have a chance, take a moment to follow us on Instagram at All for HR, on Twitter, All for HR, on Tumblr at All for HR. And check out our new website, our new virtual home, offerhr.net. Check us out and let us know what you think. If you like our new virtual home, we're so excited about that. And what else? If you have questions, you know you can reach me at offerhr.net. You can reach me on LinkedIn. You can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Instagram. You can reach me on Twitter, folks. I'm here, okay, here to help you, your small business, be successful, okay? So thanks for joining us. I want to remind everyone to wear your mask, okay? Wear your mask, wash your hands, practice social safe distancing so we can get done with this mess, right? And always and forever, be kind, okay? Be kind. So many people out here that are not being kind. Be kind. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week, folks, stay safe.